The following program is sponsored by friends and partners of Kingdom Connection.
Welcome to a new edition of Kingdom Connection. We're so glad that you're here today. I'm joining you from the beautiful city of Jerusalem, and you can see behind me some of the most important real estate on planet Earth. So much of our Bible comes from this property right behind me that you can see so clearly from Calvary to the Temple Mount to all the Mount of Olives, where Jesus is going to return someday according to the book of Zechariah. And I believe today's message is one that is vital that you need to hear. And I really want to encourage you to lean in. The Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter 7 in verse 6 that you and I have a connection to the Jewish people and to the land of Israel that we need to be aware of. This is what he said to Moses. He said, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you," listen to these words, "to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the people of the earth." And we know that that is natural Israel, but you and I, through Jesus Christ, have been engrafted in, and we are spiritual Israel. So hear these words through that filter also. Then he goes on to say, a powerful, one of my favorite verses actually in Deuteronomy 7 in verse 7, he says, "For the Lord did not set his love on you or choose you because you were more in number or you were the smartest or you were the strongest or you were the most talented." You know what he's saying? He said, "But he chose you for you were the least of all the people." God doesn't love us because we're valuable. We're valuable because God loves us. And that's what he said to Israel. He said, "You were the smallest, you were the least likely to succeed, but I set my love on you. I set my favor on you. I set my grace on you, and I have raised you." And I want to talk to you today because we need to understand the importance of our connection to the nation of Israel. I'm so concerned when I watch the news. It's like a whole generation in America particularly is being disconnected from their Jewish roots, disconnected from the fact that our Bible is a Jewish Bible, a book that came from this culture and this part of the world. Our Messiah is a Jewish Messiah. And I want to teach you some things today, and I pray that God will make this real, real simple teaching today. But listen, if you'll lean in and hear what I'm saying, there's a blessing connected to it concerning your life and your home. First of all, I want to say that Israel, meaning the people of Israel, not just the land of Israel, but the people of Israel are special people. It's not just merely the land of Israel, but the people of Israel that God says, "I have chosen." God sovereignly chose Israel, and God sovereignly chose the Jewish people. Israel is a nation that is God created, God decreed, God loved, God called, God elected, and listen, it's God protected. And when you understand that, and he said in Genesis 12 and verse 3, "I will bless those that bless you, Israel. I will curse those that curse you, and all nations will be blessed by you." That's a powerful thing. Israel is a special people, and God has chosen this nation for his glory. And he said, "I've chosen this nation and this people for my good." A special people, secondly, with a special purpose. God made one covenant with one man named Abraham. And then he said, "I'm going to make a better covenant, a new covenant, but it will be connected to that old covenant, and it'll come through one man, Jesus Christ." And Israel is a special people. The Jewish people are special people with a special purpose. Thirdly, I want to say this, that Israel is under special protection, according to the Word of God. The Jehovah of the armies of heaven guards this chosen nation and these chosen people. Jeremiah 31 says this, that God says to destroy the Jews and the nation of Israel, you will have to destroy the power that regulates the sun, the moon, and the stars. You could no more destroy Israel than you could destroy the entire universe. This is a special people. It's a special place, and it has a special protection on it. Michael, the archangel, guards this nation. There's no real reason why they are existing except the hand of God has protected this nation in a mighty way. And why does that matter? Because the Lord spoke to me before I came on this trip here, and I wrote down what He said to me deep in my spirit. He said, when you bless what God has blessed, God is going to bless you. It's what He told me in my soul. Because I said, Lord, I feel such a love for Israel, and I feel such a love for the Jewish people. And this really, I've always loved this. I've been coming for almost 30 years to Israel, and I've always loved the nation and loved the Holy Land and loved the Jewish people. But just in the last 5 years, something has shifted in my heart. Something has shifted into my spirit, and I tried to get my mind around it just coming over here on the airplane. Why do I feel such a connection for such a time as this? And that's when the Lord gave me that little line. He said, listen, I want to say it again, and it's from Genesis 12 in verse 3, I'll bless those that bless you. And the Lord said, when you bless what God has blessed, God is going to bless you. When you favor what God favors, God is going to favor you. Don't ever forget that. It's one of the most important lessons. If you want God's blessing and favor on your life, bless what God has blessed and God will bless you. Favor what God has favored and God's favor will come on you. So Israel is a special people. It has a special purpose, is operating and existing under a special protection. So are you. You are special to God. He didn't choose you because you were great. He didn't choose you because He didn't have others more talented, more gifted, more qualified. He chose you because He set His love on you. Not only are you special to God, He loves you so much, you don't feel important. If I were to come and put this microphone in your face and say, do you really feel like you're important? Many of you would say, I don't feel very important at all. But God said, I didn't choose you because you were the best. I chose you because I love you. And you don't have to qualify. He qualifies you. You're valuable because He loves you. You're not valuable because of what you've done or what you achieve or what you have. You're valuable because He set His love on you. You have a special purpose, just like Israel. You have a special purpose. God has His hand on your family. Your family's not like the other families in your neighborhood. You belong to God. That family belongs to God. That business that you own has a special purpose. That job that you work, that life that you have, it has purpose on it. God's going to be glorified in your life. God's going to be glorified in your family, in your children, in your business. The work of your hands are going to bring glory to Jesus Christ, just like this nation is bringing glory to Jesus Christ. And I want to just proclaim it in a new year that's coming and all that you may face. I've got news for you. You're under a divine protection, just like Israel. You have special protection. The Bible said in Isaiah that no weapon formed will prosper. And you know, that's almost one of those verses that we hear so much that it just goes in one ear and out the other. But He said, it will be formed, but I won't let it go but so far. I promise you today that we serve a God who knows how to protect His own. He can protect your reputation. He can protect you and hold things back. He can cause things that should happen to not happen because He's a God of protection. Angels are coming with help. Angels are protecting your babies, your family, your children, your marriage. Just believe it today because what God's doing for natural Israel, special people, special purpose, special protection, He's doing for you. Can I throw one more at you? This is a special place. I'm in Jerusalem, and I'm standing here, and every time I come, I think, well, you know, it won't have the magic, so to speak. It won't affect me like it always affects me. And every time I come to this place, especially, you know, when I just turn my mind to Calvary and I remember what Jesus did, I say to myself, this really is. Every time I set my eyes, and you know, it's one thing to see it through a TV screen, but when you come to the Holy Land, you will say these words, this is a special place. This is unlike, I've been all over the world. I have preached in Sydney, Australia, and Mexico, and South America, and Europe, and anywhere you can imagine, Africa. I've been all over the world. I can truly say there is no place like this place that affects me spiritually like Israel. It's a special place. Think about it. Why? Why do you say it's a special place, Pastor? God has put His people in a special place. God took the whole earth and He found one land out of all, one piece of real estate out of all the big old planet. He found one spot and He said, I choose that land and I call that, listen, He uses these words, my holy land. And then He took one city out of that land and He said, I call that my holy city. I'm standing in it and it's overwhelming. Out of all the places, God said, I call that my holy land. That's my nation. I call that my holy city. And then God took one hill. You're looking at it. He said, I call that hill, and He uses these words scripturally, my holy hill. Praise God. My holy land, my holy city, my holy hill. And there on that holy hill is where Abraham offered Isaac, a beautiful picture of Calvary. The Bible said that the wood was laid on the son's back, Isaac, and Isaac carried the wood for the sacrifice up the mountain. The father knew for 3 days it took him to climb the mountain. And the Bible said the father in his mind knew for 3 days that his son, in his mind, he was as good as dead. What a picture of Jesus carrying the cross. What a picture of the Father seeing His Son in the grave, dead for 3 days. The Father then took that Son and laid Him on the altar. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever, you, me, who would believe on Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God, this is a special place. That's where it happened. The same hill that Abraham offered Isaac. And the Bible said when Abraham raised the knife, that an angel came and stopped him. But our Heavenly Father, He didn't stay the hand. He watched His Son bleed and die on that cross for my sins and your sins. That hill is where the temple was built. That hill is where Jesus was crucified. And God said, that is my holy hill. That's the most important spot on planet Earth, the Temple Mount behind me. Now, I want to say three things about this holy land, this holy place. Number one, Israel will never give up Jerusalem. They're a special people with a special purpose. They have special protection, and this is a special land. And Israel, according to the Bible, will never give up the city of Jerusalem. Secondly, Israel will be invaded by their enemies from the north, according to Ezekiel 38. And there is coming a world leader who will negotiate a deceitful peace treaty with Israel, according to Daniel 8 and Daniel 9. But ultimately, Jesus Christ will bring victory. He will bring revival to this nation unlike anything they have ever seen before. There's coming a revival to this nation and to the nations of the world. And I believe that we're living in one of the most incredible times in human history. And just when it looks like this nation will be overran by its enemies, there will come the vindication of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the Antichrist, upon the powers of darkness, the nations that turn their back against God. We must stand with Israel because God will bless those who bless what He blesses. God will favor those who favor what He favors. And America must favor and bless Israel. We must have our people understand that in the body of Christ. So today I want to encourage you that the Bible teaches that it's all going to come down to the fact that God has a plan for Jerusalem and for the nation of Israel. And that plan is centered around, God's plan is centered around Jerusalem and is centered around Jesus Christ being King over all the earth and ruling and reigning from this spot called Jerusalem. What an amazing place. What an amazing day. And listen, you're either going to follow the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ that takes away our sins, or you're going to end up, according to Revelation 12, following the beast. Which one are you going to follow? The beast, the Antichrist? All you've got to do is look around and see Jesus is coming again. And I still believe it. I still believe the trumpet is going to sound. I still believe that God has a plan and it's centered around Jerusalem and it's centered around Jesus. And He's coming back for His people. Are you ready? If you're not, then pray this prayer with me today in closing. Right where you're sitting, right where you're watching this program, say, Lord Jesus, forgive me and cleanse me. I receive You as my Lord and Savior today. In Jesus' mighty name. You know, I hear these prayer towers going off, but I want to proclaim right in the middle of it, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, Jesus Christ is Lord, and He's the Lamb of God that takes away your sins. You're a special person to God. You have a special purpose. You have special protection. And one day, He's going to take you to a special place called New Jerusalem, and you're going to spend eternity with Him. If you don't know Him as your Savior and you prayed that prayer with me, just say, Jesus, be Lord of my life. Pick up the phone, dial the number on the screen. We want to hear from you. Thank you. My announcer is going to tell you more. I want to thank you for watching Kingdom Connection today. We are very honored that you took the time out of your day to join us and to feed your spirit on the Word of God. I want to pray for you now. And Lord, I just pray for Your healing to flow. People are sick and they need Your touch and they need Your help. People are worried and stressed and seemingly defeated, but I know this is going to be a year that You're going to bless them more than ever before. I ask You, Lord, to meet the needs of Your people. Strengthen somebody. Somebody's lonely and broken and hurting. Let them know there's a future. Let them know they're going to get through the present challenge to a place of great victory and great hope. In Jesus' name, I pray, I speak that blessing over you today. Praise God. Welcome to the family of God. Our team has prepared a very special salvation kit just for you. It's free of charge. A 21-day devotional that'll walk you through the steps that you need to take to grow in your new relationship with Jesus Christ. Now listen to me carefully. Next week on January the 10th, 2021, we're starting our annual 21-day fast right here at the ministry, and we're focusing on our God who makes all things new. Aren't you ready for God to just restart and make all things new in your life, in your family, or in relationships? Fasting, ladies and gentlemen, is a tremendous weapon and source of power in the life of the believer. I want to ask you today to pray about what God would have you do to help us reach more people in a new year
than ever before. With your help, we're able to preach the gospel to over 200 nations. We are able to translate these programs into different nations, major languages that can reach masses and masses of people. We're able to produce inspirational resources like our Bible and books and all kinds of material that we can give out, and much of it, some of it, the devotionals and things like that, we can post online and give free to people, and they can get it and download it all over the globe. It's really powerful. And you are our partner. And beyond supporting these kinds of projects, all the missions work that we do around the world, and particularly our focus in the nation of Israel and right here at home and all over, we don't hold back, but we do everything we can to bless people. And you are a vital part. Why don't you sow an unusual seed to start the year off and help us start the year off, knowing that we have the ability to bless so many people and tell the world about Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much. And Happy New Year. God bless you.
Are you ready to transform your life? Now you can experience Jensen Franklin's dynamic teaching on fasting in his New York Times best-selling book, Fasting. You'll receive the keys to encountering the countless rewards and blessings of fasting that open the door to a deeper, more intimate relationship with God. Everything you need to access the power of biblical fasting is found in the 2020 Fasting Kit, including the types of fasts in the Bible, the secret to a successful fast, choosing the right fast for you, the connection between fasting and prayer, how to begin and end your fast, the essential components of a successful fast, what to expect physically, mentally, and spiritually. With your generous gift of $1,000 or more this month, you'll not only help us preach the gospel through the broadcast to over 200 nations globally, but help us go above and beyond to help our partners in Israel. You can request the 2020 Limited Edition Fasting Kit, plus this lovely replica of the type of oil lamp commonly used in Jesus' day. We'll also include this specially created blanket inscribed with the Numbers chapter 6 blessing and our special edition Legacy Bible with over 300,000 words of commentary, including highlights from Jensen Franklin's fasting teachings. Or with your best gift of $50 or more, you can receive Jensen Franklin's fasting kit and get ready for God's power to break through in your life. Fasting is a tremendous weapon and a source of power in the life of every believer. Experience it today.
My name is Katrina, and I was born in Ukraine, and my family immigrated from Ukraine when I was 3 years old. When I was really young, I, you know, started making some really big goals in my life and was like, okay, like if these are the opportunities that I have, that I'm gonna work really hard and I'm gonna be able to, you know, get that American dream. I think I was probably in middle school when I decided I wanted to be an attorney. I think a lot of immigrants can relate. Like, there's like a thing where it's like, be a doctor or a lawyer. And like, I don't do blood. So I was like, okay, let me do this. And I sort of set like a plan for my life. I got into an environment where I was able to see what that line of work was about. I was like, wow, this is what this is. You know, like, there's no way I can do this for the rest of my life. That was such a like big blow for me, because it was just like imagine like working from middle school to like, I mean, I was 22 by the time I realized, whoa, this is not for me. I didn't know what to do with myself, because I just became so like, just overwhelmed with like what, in my mind, I was like I'm a failure, you know? Then I got into a relationship that just like fell apart and was really hurtful. I'm not sure if maybe just one of those things I could have just like rolled out of that and been like, I'm good, you know, but it was just like one thing on top of the other, on top of the other. And then I just like, I buckled under the weight of all that. I know that I was angry with God at some point, and I started to think like, well, that's it. Like God kind of, he's done with me. I started to have thoughts of like taking my own life, and I just felt really ashamed of that, you know, because, you know, as a Christian person, that's not supposed to be going through my head, you know. That night I called my mom and I was like, Mom, if you don't do something, you're gonna find me and I'm gonna be gone, you know. she started praying so hard. I mean, she was calling all of heaven down into that room, you know? And so one morning I woke up, and I remember that it was a Monday morning. And I'm like, what is wrong with me? Something just felt really different. And I was like, whoa, wait a second. God did something. The weight lifted. I mean, I felt like a new person. I know now that what my mom and my grandparents did is they stood in the gap for me. After she heard what I was going through, she had decided that she's going to start fasting for me every Monday, you know? And she called my grandparents, and they went to battle for me because I couldn't. And I think that the way that God kind of put everything together for me to find out, because I would have never known that that's what they were doing for me, is because he wanted me to specifically know the power that fasting and prayer has, because that is essentially what freed me from that depression, from that heaviness. And now God has led me to join choir. I went through SOD, which was such a blessing. I recently got a new job. I definitely see his hand in things, and it has always been through his leading. I believe with everything inside of me that if my grandparents and my mom had not done what they did, if they had not, you know, resolved to fast and pray for me, I don't believe I'd be here today. I believe that what they did brought deliverance.
Sharice and I want to invite you to join us on our Holy Land tour. It's an amazing trip, unlike anything you've ever experienced. And we'll be on the trip. We get on the buses. Our family will be on there. And I promise you, it will change your life. You've been thinking about it. You've been praying about it. This is the year to go. God's going to open your eyes to things you've never seen and experienced before in the Holy Land. Get signed up today.
This program has been sponsored by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible.